Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's decision to permit beef imports from Paraguay into the U.S. has been repeatedly objected to by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Let's hear from NCBA's Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Backus, and Nebraska rancher Jacqueline Wilson, Chair of NCBA's International Trade Committee.
Paraguay has a history of foot and mouth disease. And even, you know, they've had a case in 2012. They've had other cases before that. And so that's a big concern that, you know, an FMD outbreak here would be devastating to the U.S. herd. When they went through the process, APHIS did two in-country visits, one in 2008, one in 2014. And, you know, they from that information, they then conducted what's referred to as a risk assessment. And they reviewed those in-country visits and determined that they thought that Paraguay was a low enough risk that it shouldn't be a problem and that they should be given access. So the announcement that came out on Monday is that, you know, USDA was finally moving forward with that. Even though there were a lot of objections raised by NCBA and a lot of other stakeholders, USDA still made that decision to approve Paraguay.
So Kent, how much beef are we really talking about? What are we really importing from Paraguay?
So when you look at the access that they're going to have, you know, a lot of it is going to be in the form of lean beef trimmings. And they're really going to compete with Brazil in what's referred to as the other country quota. That's about a 65,000 metric ton quota, which is kind of the miscellaneous category. So all the countries that don't have a trade agreement usually trade under that quota. And the Brazilians push everybody out of there. They flood that market early. They drive up the tariff rates because once that threshold is exceeded, there's a 24.6% tariff that's assessed on all beef coming in under that quota, which means it'd be really expensive for Paraguay to compete. So it's not a lot in the grand scheme of things. You also have to look at imports overall. You know, only about 11% of the beef that's consumed in the United States comes from a foreign source. So it's really not that big. And about three quarters of that beef that's consumed, that's imported, is in the form of lean beef trimming. So it's not really going to move the dynamic there. Our concern is not on the volume that's coming in. It's on the quality of the product that's coming in and the potential animal health risk that may pose.
I don't even know if there's a word for it. And because it would just be a whole other level of devastation that I don't think we can even imagine, you know, especially an FMD outbreak. From some of the old stories I heard back in the days, you know, when we dealt with FMD before, I mean, it was mass casualties, mass herds. And of course, you know, it's going to absolutely devastate our producers and our beef industry. And so I think that's one of the challenges when we're talking about Paraguay. Does Paraguay have some great things going for them right now? They do. They really do. You know, they're continuing to increase their cattle numbers. You know, they're starting to look at confinement facilities, but the U.S. beef industry safety should be the number one priority for this administration. And what they're doing with this decision is not putting us as a priority, and it should be. And that's very unfortunate.
So, Jacqueline, what's your perspective on the administration's action here related to Paraguay?
I'm very disgruntled by it. And I think, you know, when you start looking at data and you start looking at they should be looking at more data. You know, they should be doing an overall review of everything that's going on in Paraguay now, looking at reporting systems. I mean, we don't want another Brazil instance on our hand. And unfortunately, some of the same players that are in Brazil have also opened up plants in Paraguay. And that's a huge concern of mine as a producer. And so I think, you know, if the administration can go and say, are you doing things correctly? Is the reviews in place that are necessary? Maybe we could reconsider down the road. But at this point, I am not confident at all in the decision that was made and the steps that were taken to make that decision. And I mean, that all goes directly back to Vilsack, the USDA, and the Biden administration. I'm very disgruntled as a producer on this decision.
More on USDA's decision to allow beef imports from Paraguay right after this quick break.